You're listening to Alan Brazil Up Front, exclusively on Audio Boom. Welcome, welcome, welcome. It's Alan Brazil Up Front with the Romford Pelly Ray Parler. Hiya, Ray.
How are you doing, Al? Very good indeed.
And of course, we're here at Audio Boom. This is great. Don't forget, all our old podcasts are available on Audio Boom. You can also subscribe on iTunes so you never miss a future episode. Ray, I'm really disappointed last night. Champions League, honestly. I thought City, with the greatest respect, you know, and I don't like saying it, but it was almost as if they didn't care.
Well, I was amazed by the performance. You know, you're going to the Bernabeu, a packed atmosphere, and I was expecting a lot more. You know, he rested a lot of players before, so there's all fresh to play. You can't blame that. And, you know, there was no urgency. The tackles, you know, you've got to make tackles against Real Madrid. It was an easy night for the referee. He couldn't believe it, probably, you know.
And by the way, I didn't think Madrid were great either.
No, they was there for the taking. And I think at the end, they was relieved, but they didn't play well. Ronaldo wasn't in the game as much as he usually imposes himself. So I was really disappointed. I mean, I know that injury early doors, but that should make a difference.
But the night before, which we're going to come on to in a wee bit, at least Atletico, they changed at halftime. They were getting battered. As I say, we'll come on to that. At halftime, I thought, Pellegrini, you've got to do something.
Well, do you know what? Aguero didn't have one touch in their box.
That's why he was coming so deep. He had to, because he was getting frustrated. Rooney used to do that. When they couldn't get the ball to Rooney at Man United, he'd come deeper and deeper and deeper. I don't blame Aguero for that.
De Bruyne was poor.
Yeah, Touré, give us a break. It's Tata Touré.
Yeah, well,
his legs have gone.
I think he knows that anyway. I think Pep Guardiola will definitely change that. The way they pressed the other night by Munich, that's how they're going to press at Man City next season.
Exactly.
So he won't fit into the, definitely won't fit into that category of working hard. So he'll be on his way. He's getting old. He's had a great career, there's no doubt, but I think he's getting too tough for him at the top.
And then, you know, I always pick on him, but I can't help it. When you go to the Bernabeu, you cannot afford to have passengers. But Navas, Jesus, I swear, come and sit with me and watch it Canary Wharf.
Well, he was in the side to track back and make tackles, but his end product is poor, there's no doubt. But, you know, I think Guardiola will look at it, and I'm sure the Man City fans, he's got a big job on his hands. He ain't an easy job. You've got to get rid of players. You've got to bring four or five players in.
The whole back four.
Well, Sanya's getting older, so he needs to replace him.
The whole back four. Alisson Hart, again, was great.
Yeah, he was.
And he cost us a few quid, didn't he? Because, you know, we did have a few quid on more than one goal.
I needed three goals to get my betting now. I don't know what you needed.
The second goal won me a fortune, but it didn't come. So Joe's in great form, so I'm sure Guardiola, who they tell me is not sure about Hart.
Well,
he's
certainly...
Because he loves a sweeper. You know, he loves a goalkeeper that can sweep and kick with both feet. But Joe's done nothing wrong. Well, but that back four, I'd bomb.
Yeah, well, you need your goalkeeper to turn up a big game. And certainly he kept him in that first game at the Etihad with a couple of great saves. And even last night he made a couple of really good saves. So,
I thought, change it.
Well,
eventually brought Sterling on. And at least Sterling gives you a little option when
he's
around
the box. That tackle on him, that was naughty on him.
That was a red card, definite.
Yeah. So he got lucky there. And that maybe would have changed the game, who knows.
But I tweeted out there last night and I said, Sterling, on this Man City performance, should look himself in the mirror and say, why am I not playing regular in this team?
Well, certainly the other players can all look at themselves. Do you know what it is, Al? When you're a footballer, I always say to people now, I said, when you walk off that pitch, you always think to yourself, could I have done more? And I reckon 7 or 8 players on that pitch for Man City could have done more.
Oh, they could have done that.
You know, you should never come off the pitch with regrets. I bet you now, there's not many times you can play in a Champions League semi-final at the Bernabeu. You know, you've got to compete.
They're still in it. Madrid have missed a few. Joe's kept them in the game. And they've still got a chance, and they're tippy-tappy and playing it. But I'm going to get it in there.
Well, attack, I was saying on my Twitter account. I said, look, what's going on?
Exactly what Atletico done.
What is going on? But certainly Man City, it was a really... I really fancied them. When they made changes, I thought they might get a draw. I thought it'd be 1-1, 2-2 maybe. But I couldn't believe what I was watching. I mean...
Their keeper had nothing to do.
I was shouting at the telly going, just have a go. You know, you can sometimes hold your hands up. If the other team are better than you, then you hold your hands up. But they wasn't that good that night, Real Madrid. So
Did it surprise you they gave the goal as an own goal?
I thought it was a little bit hard. I thought Bale should have kept that. It was a tight angle, but he did.
I'd Bale for a scorer. 8 to 1.
You had a Western Super there now. Didn't they pay out as well? They must have paid out.
I didn't.
He's been in good form, Bow, to be fair. He's been scoring the goals in recent
towards
weeks.
The end, he went through and he burst. He showed a great burst of speed and we thought, hello, hello. And then he'd give the ball away and Ronaldo was over to his right.
Had a little go.
And the arms were going, I thought, give us a break.
He hit one cracking ball though to Ronaldo. Did you see that long pass he hit? And in the end, Ronaldo got it all wrong.
At the death, James should have scored, shouldn't he? Rodriguez,
he should have scored. He keeps going on his back, he's 2-0, didn't you? You'll be disappointed about that 2-0.
Anyway, I said last night and this morning I was talking on radio and I said the best team for me went out. So let's go back 24 hours, Ray. I thought Real Madrid first half,
Bayern Munich.
I thought Bayern Munich against Atletico, I thought first half were fantastic. They were doing everything the City didn't do. Mm. They were hunting in packs. They were closing down. Mm. Atletico couldn't keep the ball.
No. Well, it just shows you the stats of half-time, Al. Griezmann, I think, touched it 6 times in the whole first half, which was amazing, really. That just shows you how much possession they had. They just couldn't break him down. They're so good defensively, though. They know they are. You know, there's not many teams who can sit on the edge of their 18-yard box and defend like that. Waves of attacks, but they're the only team who can't. Man City can't do it. Their back four is not good enough. That's why they had to push up a little bit last night. But certainly the first half, that penalty miss. You know, there was two penalty misses in the end.
If Muller scores,
they've got to change their tactics again. You know what I mean? But credit to Atletico, they get one chance. Yeah. And he takes it, Griezmann.
First half, Ray, especially down
there. He's going to be a player, you know. I think a lot of clubs will be looking at Griezmann.
First half, Atletico were getting murdered. And he's a good player, Luis. But down that right-hand side, Lam's side, they were murdering him. So what did you do at half-time? Okay, let's change it. Torres, through the middle on your own, let's split. Stop the fullbacks coming, and it stopped Bayern having all the possession.
Yeah, well, he's a good, very good manager. You see how passionate he is on the side as well.
Did you see him when he smacked his mate?
That was unbelievable.
He's a screwball.
I mean, he had Ribéry around the neck. He should play like that. To be fair, I mean, Guardiola was a little bit quieter, but certainly he plays with passion, and then players respond to him. You can see him barking orders on that side, working hard, and they work so hard as a team.
And by the way, can they defend the two centre halves?
But Godin is superb, absolute superb. Uruguay, he made a couple of mistakes in the game. Obviously, give the penalty away, Martinez. But it was a game that, you know, you was expecting Bayern. When they got the 2-1 even, you know, you expecting they're going to go on now and win the game. But it's just...
Lewandowski was a little bit of form. I know he got the header, and it was a great header back, wasn't it, from, I forget his name.
I think he had too many chances. He missed too many chances.
He did. He just wasn't on his game.
No, he wasn't. His first touch wasn't good enough. Muller was quiet for his standards. So there's certain players, again, we talk about City, about 7 or 8 didn't turn up. There's certain games weren't on their game. And that in these big games, you know, you've got to have your best players on your game.
So let's look at the final then. I think the bookies make Real favourites, but it wouldn't surprise you if Atletico done them 1-0.
Well, if Real Madrid play like they did last night and Atletico play, I think Atletico beat them. I really do. I think they defend so well and they take their chance. I thought, as I said before, Real Madrid were there for the taking last night. I mean, defensively, they've got better over the last recent weeks. But I think Atletico are so strong. And I think that this...
So would you agree Bayern, the best team, have gone out?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, they have been the team of the tournament for me. But this is what football is all about. You know, you get shocks in certain games. Everybody fought over two legs. Bayern will definitely have it now, especially being at home. And their fans were superb. I mean, the atmosphere was amazing. So they have gone out. And Pep Guardiola now looks at Man City next year. Can they get to the final next year, Man City?
With 6-7 new players.
Well, he knows that. He's got to rebuild straight away. I mean, I'm sure he's got lots of targets already. And, you know, the owners, they've done my special bit of cash. So I'm sure they'll be going out and spending big in the summer.
As much as I hated last night, I loved Chelsea Spurs. Honestly, I thought it was one of the best games I've seen.
I was on the edge of my seat.
For a long time. Yeah, I loved it. I absolutely loved it.
It's a proper London derby. We used to play in London derbies like that every week, you know, when you're playing against Chelsea's and Spurs. And, you know, it was always a tough game. West Ham, Charlton when I was in the Premier League. You know it's going to be a few tackles flying in. But, you know, that was a brilliant game to watch. It was end-to-end. The tackles, the passion from both sides.
It went a little bit too far towards the end.
Oh, yeah,
the game.
Definitely. I mean, Dyer should have been sent off.
What a result, Chelsea. You know, them two new on-loan signings, Matic and Hazard.
Well, Hazard changed the whole game.
Where did they come from?
Chelsea fans must be scratching their head and saying, where's he been all season?
I know.
But what a performance in that second half. And I'm sure he's just getting warmed up for the Euros now, isn't he?
Well, Hazard was brilliant.
But he was what a goal. That equaliser was absolutely...
Spurs, to be fair, showed a bit of steel. You know, they had
a big chance, Mason.
Yeah, that goes in 3-1.
But if that was Harry Kane, maybe it would have been 3-1, game
correct.
Over. But certainly Chelsea showed a lot of steel, and them fans, they desperately wanted that result. You know, they didn't want Tottenham to go to the last game of the season with a chance to win the title. And it was great scenes. I mean, when we look back at around Jamie Vardy's house, we've had the lookalike into this week out to the show. But when we look back, he wouldn't go home.
I
don't know what he was doing.
I said, what time's your bus to Hollywood, mate?
I got him on his cast though, because he had the blue cast, what Jamie Vardy was. I said, you got the wrong arm. What are you doing? He went, have I? but he's milking it, isn't he? He's having the time of his life. I bet you he goes in bars now in Leicester. He's getting free drinks all night out. Yeah. And I'm sure there's a lookalike out there for you, and they're getting free drinks all the time as well.
No, I don't think so. There's only one Alan Brazil.
Yeah, there's only one Alan Brazil. But
it was a hell of a game, and it kicked off at the end as well.
Well, Clattenburg, I think he done well as a referee, because them little niggly ones when they kick him off the ball and... A lot of referees might have booked you for that.
No,
and
he is their best ref.
He couldn't book them early, because once you start booking people in the first half, you're going to get people 2-3% off. There's
and
no
then,
doubt.
And then Costa, look, you know, he's back to the nasty guy he is, but he can play. But he, at the end, with the coach, the goalkeeping coach, is it?
Yeah.
For Spurs. There's something happened.
Did you see
there.
Hiddink as well when he got pushed over?
Well, I missed that. But
Danny
something
Rose.
Happened.
I don't know if it was Danny. Someone pushed Danny Rose and he barged into him.
He didn't.
He went flying.
But the Costa and the coach was a problem. It may come out, may not. Costa called him something really bad.
Yeah.
And he won't tell him. That's why he was just desperate to rip his throat out. And then, of course, Dembele's in trouble. Yeah. How the linesman doesn't see that?
Well, I mean, when they do these FA charges, it's when the officials don't see it. But he was looking at it. Five yards away. You can see what happened.
Again, it's Costa. He's a nightmare.
Oh, well, it is a nightmare.
And as for your mate, I want to stick a hood on him. Fabregas. Oh, what a pain he is.
Well, come on, Lamella.
No,
he stamped on him.
So he's not going to play the piano again. You know, what a joke.
Well,
he is a little pain in the backside.
Well, he was up for that game, wasn't he? And after the comments, I think, you know, every single Chelsea player was up for it. And it was a great game of football. I loved every minute of it. And that's what you want to see, that passion and, tackles.
To be fair... Dyer should have gone, let's be honest.
Absolutely.
Let me even this up. You know, I'm having to go at a couple of Chelsea players. Dyer should have gone.
Well, that was
shocking.
An awful tackle. And he should have, really, that's where he got it wrong, Clattenburg. He should have blown up, give a free kick. I know there was on a break, but he should have given a free kick, sent him off straight away.
Yeah.
They're gone.
Say, guys, enough's enough. I've let it go.
But because a lot of referees don't like, when they give advantage, they don't like going back and sending people off, do they?
Yeah.
We had Dermot on and Gallagher, and he said that doesn't happen a lot, to send someone off when they let it go. He's got to stop the game there and then and send him off. But certainly got away with that one. It looked like he hurt himself as well going into it.
Yeah,
so he limped away.
Imagine Roy Hodgson watching, he'd be like, oh no,
oh, please
boys.
No. Harry Kane's even getting stuck in.
He had a bad one as well, didn't
he?
I like Tottenham's togetherness.
Yeah,
don't get me wrong, Chelsea were up for it. But Tottenham, you know, used to be a bit soft away from home.
I'm sure all the fans will be proud of their team this year. They've been superb. I mean, whether Arsenal can come above them now, which would be
let's talk about that.
Which would be good for my situation. Al.
No?
Yeah, I've got plenty. Down a local pub I have of all the Tottenham fans.
Well, let's have a wee look this weekend. We're not getting many to go. Now, how are City going to react at home against the Arsenal?
Well, obviously, a big game for this top four. They know United and West Ham are really hoping they slip up. They'll be sporting Arsenal this weekend, trying to get Arsenal to go clear of the top four and put City back into it. So, I don't know how they respond to it. I think that's going to really hit them for six, that game. I think they'll look back at that game and say, we were so poor. They might lose a lot of confidence. Obviously, Kompany's a big player. I think, I'm expecting goals in this because... At the back, Otamendi and Mengala, I think they give you chances. So whoever plays up front, whether it's going to be Giroud or Welbeck, we'll have to wait and see. But it's going to be a cracking game. But I would probably go for a Desmond on
draw.
That one, Al. Yeah, I think there'd be goals in it, but something like a 2-2 draw for that one.
Manchester United, they go to Carrow Road. I see a narrow win here for United because Norwich are fighting for their lives. And they've got to target the home game for 3 points. Who knows if they get... I think, did Norwich not beat them up there?
I think they did, didn't they, this year?
I don't know.
I've got a feeling they've got a result up there. So it's going to be a big, big game. I think United will be too strong, 1-2.
Yeah.
But last throw of the dice here, Norwich have got to go for everything.
Norwich are playing first, and sometimes that can be a massive advantage. You know, if you can get the win, if you can surprise and beat Man United, and it can happen. I mean, we've seen so many shock results this year in the Premier League that, you know, I wouldn't put it past Norwich beating Manchester United. I do fancy Manchester United to win because they're going for that top four. But if they do get 3 points on the ball, what pressure that will put on the other two sides who play a little bit later.
What about what they were saying today in the papers? Ed Woodward, United Supremo. Josie, you can have the job in a, if it's true, you can have the
next
job
year.
In a year. What? Who does he think he is?
Well, he ain't going to wait around for a year, I'm sure.
It's ridiculous.
He looks desperate now, Jose, to get back into football. I think he misses it. That's his life. You know, he's done it all his life, so he don't want to be out for another year. I can't see that happening, but it's the big decision Man United have got to make. If they don't get in the top four, you know, no Champions League football, then what do they do? I mean, I think that they might make a change then. I think they have to make a change. So,
what if he wins a cup? Is that what they're waiting for?
Is that good enough? I mean, it's a trophy, but I don't know. I mean, the board have got to make a massive decision because Van Gaal thinks he's going to be there next year. And Jose's just waiting in the wings, waiting to see what happens. But would he go anywhere else, Al, in the Premier League? Say Everton. Or is that...
I don't think so. I think Mourinho... I think he just wants Man United.
What with Guardiola going to there? Is a real battle there for Manchester.
I think he liked the challenge.
Would
he go to Arsenal?
I don't think Arsenal will take him.
No?
No, I don't think he's a manager there.
Because he's a winner?
Well, no, because he spends too much. he's going to be interested to see what happens. But I mean,
yeah, actually, we better not take him. He wins the Premier League. Right, what about at the bottom? Come on. Villa against Newcastle.
Newcastle win all day long.
It's a must win.
Yeah, but they will win Newcastle. I think I was at Villa Park against Southampton. It's a toxic atmosphere. It's horrible to be there. I felt sorry for the players there and there. I know they haven't performed this year and they've been awful, there's no doubt, but the atmosphere was terrible. 28,000 people booing, placards going up, demonstrations, protests. So then players want to play away. But I was at the Watford game as well and Villa really showed up at that game. I thought they'd done well.
That's why I lost the game. I think this could be a draw.
They lost the game, but I think Newcastle playing for so much. Villa are down. So... You know, Rafa Benitez, when you've got that little bit more, you know, I think they've showed a lot of spirit in the last few games. I think they've got that big win at home and then they got into Liverpool and got the draw, 2-0 down, coming back and drawing 2-2. So I'm definitely going for a Newcastle win here. Newcastle will definitely win this game, I promise you now.
And then Chelsea go to Sunderland. And Sam will want something here. Don't make no mistake. He will not look and say, Chelsea were great against Spurs, now we're struggling. No, he will want 3 points.
Well, Chelsea might go back to the old style of Chelsea, where, you know, they're on the beach, take it easy. I think they probably will. I mean, they ain't going to play like they did against Spurs. That was for the fans. That was for being at home, Stamford Bridge, big game, stop Tottenham winning the league. And the fans would have demanded off the players that. But I can see this another opportunity. I think it'd be at least a draw. I think Sam might come out of a point apiece for this one. But it might be an opportunity for Sunderland to take advantage of Chelsea, the way they're
playing. And I tell
you
else, we should not dismiss, and they've been unlucky with decisions, West Ham at home at Swansea.
Well, I'm going to be at this game, Al.
If the big boys slip up, West Ham beat Swansea. West Ham are right in there.
Well, all they've got to do is win all their games. I mean, they've got Manchester United in the week, next Wednesday. So they've got Swansea, which you expect.
At the bowling.
At the bowling. The last game ever in the bowling, which would be a very... I think they'll be hard to get tickets that night, Al. I'm sure. I don't know you'll be going, Al. You'll be going over there, I'm sure.
Yeah, there's a little box there.
That'd be a cracking game. I definitely think West Ham will beat Swansea. That'd be my nap of the week, no? Swansea, look, they had that brilliant win at home. But they've got enough points now. They're safe. But West Ham, you know, they're still going for that top four. And they'll be hoping they'd ever have a slip up around them.
Yeah. What about Spurs home at Southampton?
I think this is a tricky Spurs game. I've gone for
a
draw.
Just 2-1.
I've gone for a draw in this one.
Well, that's why you're mid-table and I'm top.
Are you top?
I'm top.
I'm flying at the moment.
I am top.
I'm in the top four. I'm in Champions League position
at
the moment.
No, you're not. No, you're fifth.
I'm a fifth. All right. I'm just outside. I'm a West Ham at the moment. Nearly in there or Manchester United. But I just think Southampton got that brilliant result against City, you know, and they're going to try and finish the league strong. They're a good side. Southampton are a very good side. And I think with the suspensions they've got, Dele Alli they really miss. I think Dembele they will really miss because he's a top player as well. If he gets suspended, then I think Southampton could take advantage of that. And I think they'd be deflated from that game against Chelsea. They'd be disappointed. Look, the main thing for Spurs now is to come above Arsenal. We know that. They've just got to get match their result. And then with the goal difference, they're above them. Last game into last game. So that's Tottenham's objective. But I think it'd be a draw. And maybe Man City-Arsenal will be a draw as well. And that'd be enough for Spurs to get second place.
And West Ham. You know, West Ham, they win the game, and yeah, I agree with you, they win it. Then look, have a look at the table, Ray.
Yeah.
Where West Ham are.
I know. It's
you think every, some of the results have gone against them.
And then that game in midweek would be a cracker. West Ham, Manchester United, last ever game
of
the bowling.
Well, that was there for the cup tie. United played great and beat them.
Yeah.
West Ham came back strongly, but as you say, last ever game of the bowling.
And what a game at Leicester. I mean, I reckon there'd be just as many fans outside the stadium and as will be inside. Because,
yeah, but have they been on the turps all week?
Well, I've gone for a sneaky Everton win here. I think Martinez, I think they're going to spoil the party. But they won't mind. They won't mind that. I think they might be on, hopefully they've been out on the Terps all week. You should have took them out.
Well, you've been out the Terps a few times. You played great the next day. Yeah, so.
Well, that's the problem you have. They'll be on cloud now. The only thing I'm worried about is Jamie Vardy because he's coming back fresh. Plus, he's going for the golden boot. So he's got every chance of still winning now. If he bags a couple of goals.
He's not going to pass.
Well, I wouldn't pass, would you? I would be going non-stop.
I came second once in the golden boot.
Who would pass,
Keegan
right?
Beat me.
Al, who would pass when you're on five goals, yeah? Who would pass to another player when you're in the box with a shooting opportunity to get your double hat trick? Who would do that?
Are you trying to
win? Alan Brazil. He's passed.
Yeah.
Believe it or not.
I was on my
threw
right
on
foot,
goal
though.
And he passed.
I was
it was
on
unselfish.
My right foot.
And you was on a double hat trick.
I was.
Who's got a double hat trick?
I don't know.
Don't think no one.
Really?
There's a lot of people got five goals in the game, but no one's got a double hat trick, and you could have been the first
one. I was on my right foot.
I can't believe that.
I should have belted it. You're right.
Yeah, see, when you look back in your career, you'd be always regretting that.
No, those days are gone. That famous song, the Jock song, in the past they must remain. We can still rise now and be a nation again. No, they're gone. I love that. I've moved on now.
So let's end this podcast, Al, with just congratulations, Leicester. So what
Without
a performance.
And Ranieri. The Tinker
Man. There'll be a statue now of Ranieri in Leicester.
The Greek
government there's got to be.
Apologised to the nation. When right. Ranieri was manager, when they lost, I think, home and away to the
Faroes.
The Faroes, yeah.
Faroe Islands.
And they apologised to the nation. Football is great.
Unbelievable.
Isn't it?
And
when he came to Leicester, people were going, what?
That's his first major title, wasn't it, as well? That's the first time he's ever won a title. Well, how do you think they do next year, Leicester?
It depends who they keep. Who? But listen, if they keep
Champions
that
League
bond,
football, Champions League football,
exactly.
As well.
So I if I was Ranieri now, just finish off.
If they
I'd
come
say
10th,
to the players,
I think it's a great season.
Well, I'd get the players together. Say, guys, I know the big boys are coming for you. Please, just give me one more season together. We're brothers, right? Because the chairman, the owner, just bought them a BMW each. 33 grand BMW.
Is he?
Every one of them. Well, the gardeners will get that, and they're not going to, you know, they don't drive matchbox, do they? You know, little dinkies. So, but it was a nice, you know, throwaway.
The owner.
But you imagine Champions League, one more year, Champions League, give us it. Please stay together.
I reckon they was organising bonus to stay up this year. Just to organise it, they didn't even look at the bonus to win the league. I'm sure they got well sorted out from the club itself for winning the league. But I think if they come 10th next year, the fans will be delighted. And what a season. And that party will go on for, I don't know how long. I mean, the whole of the summer and the whole of next season. I think there'll still be a party there every home game. I think the atmosphere was terrific this year.
Yeah.
And I think it'll be the same next year as well.
Yeah, well done, Leicester. Well done, Ranieri. Credit where credit's due.
Well done, everyone.
Absolutely fantastic. Sorry about City, but we'll talk later about Liverpool. We hope Liverpool have a great, great performance. Ray, as always, brilliant.
Cheers,
thank
Al.
You. You listen to Audio Boom with Alan Brazil and Ray. They're on for Pelly Parry.
Parry.
I've got a nightmare over Parry at the moment. I've got a nightmare.
Brought to you by Audio Boom.
Welcome along. It's Alan Brazil up front.
It's the Porkmeister. Yes!
He is losing the plot.
No, I'm not losing the
Alan
plot.
Alan Brazil up front.
Exclusively on Audio Boom.
Can City do it? City, if they turn up.
City are going to get
If they turn up, you
numpty. Hang on.
What are you talking about? Welcome, welcome. This is Alan Brazil up front with Mike, Porky and Dopey Parry on Audio Boom. And don't forget, all our old podcasts are available on Audio Boom. You can also subscribe on iTunes so you never miss a future episode. So where have you been?
Where have I been?
Yeah.
In what respect, Al, are you saying where have I been? Are you saying I've been hiding because I'm an Everton fan?
Well, I was going to come to that.
Right. OK, that's what you're insinuating. Let me tell you this. It's quite a critical moment in the life of Everton Football Club because Everton have failed abysmally this season, you have to say that. Frank de Boer, within the last few hours of us...
Frank de Boer,
thank you very much, for the last few hours, has become available, the eminent coach of Ajax, of course.
Well, the statement said... will be available for top Premiership clubs. So what are you getting excited about?
Oh, that's very nice, isn't it? So you're trying to insinuate now that Everton are not a top Premiership club. In fact, I think if you look at it, Mr. Brazil, I am a football historian. Everton have the fourth best record when you take everything into account of all the current clubs in the Premier League. That is points gained, FA Cup success, longevity, success... Goals scored, goals against, Everton are up there fourth.
I will check that.
Okay, thank you.
Right, so Roberto looks to be on his way. And by the way, you've slaughtered the poor guy. I quite like Roberto. You have hammered him.
I think your view of Roberto, Al, is tinged a little bit by the fact that when you went to the World Cup last year, 2 years ago, I'm sorry, in Brazil, you sat next to him on the plane. And, of course, you were taken in by his charm. We were taken in by his charm in the first season. He came fifth after his first season.
You were the hump. You were in row 57C. And I was up front with Roberto. That's why you don't like him.
Yeah, because I regard a trip abroad to cover an international football competition as work. You obviously had to turn it into some luxurious sort of, you know, it was almost like you were soaking in the bath of a jumbo jet across the Atlantic, wasting your time away, and Roberto happened to be there. Point of the story is, Roberto was handed a great team by Davy Moyes. Sylvain Distin was the key to why it all went wrong.
Who?
Sylvain Distin.
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 Distin, yeah.
Distin.
Get his name right.
Sylvain Distin. So the problem is, when he came out of the defence, because he got to 36 years of age and moved on to Bournemouth...
Well, all old gits head down to Bournemouth, don't they?
What?
You heard me. All old gits tend to head down to Bournemouth.
Excuse me, most of my family lives in Bournemouth.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
I'm going to skip over that now. So he goes off, and then, of course, it was the first challenge for Mr. Martinez to reconstruct the defence. John Stones emerges. John Stones was signed by Davy Moyes, by the way, from Barnsley, and gave him his debut. And he's then misplaced in the Everton defence.
What do you mean, by the way? Do you think I don't know that?
Yes, I know you know
Who
that.
Who signed Dennis Bergkamp then?
Bruce Rioch.
How did you get that?
Because I was there the night he signed him, honest to God, with David Dean at Arsenal when they actually signed him. And
oh, in those days you were opening doors, weren't you?
No, I wasn't. I was with...
For the FA. Hello, no, good morning, sir.
No.
What floor would you like?
No, I wasn't.
I
was with my friend from the FA who went on to be a top presenter with Sky... Claire Tomlinson, and we happened to be at Arsenal that day because she'd just been appointed the Arsenal press officer. So I was on the inside, okay, pal? Right?
Can we talk football?
Yes, let's talk football.
Instead of your past?
Yes.
What a game. West Ham against Man United. What a game. Fabulous. There's a problem before. Let's do it quickly. Get it over and done with. I want to talk about the game. The game was great.
Yeah. The interesting thing there is that two men there had their managerial reputations on the line. And I think...
What?
The two men there had their managerial reputations on the line.
Bilic?
Yes, of course he did.
He's had a brilliant season.
No, I don't agree. He could still then, after that result, have said, we can still make Europe. But I can't now, can he?
Of course he can.
No, he can't.
Europa League.
I don't think so.
Of course they can, numpty.
Al, it won't happen.
What, West Ham?
Yeah, it won't happen.
Do you want a bet now?
Yes.
I'll have a bet now. Case of your favourite blue nun.
Yes, that'll do. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Except I don't drink new nun, but that's on. West Ham will slip out of the European places.
They will not.
They will.
Before the game, there was chaos outside.
Yes.
Really didn't like it.
Yes.
Although I will say, why did United not get there much, much earlier?
Mm.
They had a problem getting to Tottenham. The game was delayed.
Yep.
They've done it again. This is the last game of history at the Bowling.
Yes.
They should have been there, I'm sorry, Mike, 5:30.
Well, I don't agree with you, Al.
What?
We've all been to West Ham. We've all come out of the tube station, walked down Green Street. It is literally a cosmopolitan street. It's narrow. There are shops. There are trading businesses on either side. There are stalls on the street.
So it's hard to get in and out of.
Yeah, very hard indeed. Now, what I would say is this, is that West Ham, quite rightly, really, really beat up the old PR on the last game at the bowling. Mm-hmm. But they should have realised that there were an awful lot of people going to come to the area around the bowling just to join on the night without going into the ground. They should have known that. So what I'm saying is, it was a public order issue. It's not Manchester United's fault that when they drove to within three streets of the bowling ground, the streets were swamped with pedestrians and they couldn't get through. What then?
So you're blaming the police, the Met police?
No, I'm blaming West Ham and the Met police for not talking to each other about... When I go to some grounds, Al, I remember last time I went to Fulham when Everton played there, they closed the grounds three streets away from the stadium. And that's not on a huge occasion when it's the last game in the stadium. They just know that if you're in a taxi and you're going up to Fulham or something like, or Chelsea or something like that, you can only get so close. At West Ham, they didn't close any of the roads around the ground. And that was a recipe for chaos.
And it was chaos. But on the pitch was great.
Yeah.
And the atmosphere within the ground was superb.
Yes.
Loved it.
Yes.
I loved it. And Martial showing again. I had my doubts when he came from Monaco. I thought, really?
Yeah.
Who is this kid?
Yeah.
But he's definitely this year proved he's very, very good.
He ran the West Ham United defence ragged. Literally. No answer to him whatsoever. He just...
But to veer to West Ham, after the cup tie that United beat them,
yep.
And United have now made the final, of course, against Palace.
Yes.
To be fair to West Ham, they responded.
Yes.
They wheeled out all the old guys from whenever.
Yeah.
It was a great night and they could not fail. Bilic was in tears. When the winner went in and eventually the whistle was sounded, that was fabulous.
I don't understand that. Why was he
it's
crying?
It's emotion, you tube.
No, why?
Some of us have a heart. You've got a third of a heart, which is cold as ice.
No, if that man had been, with the tears in his eyes, it had been Martin Peters, if it had been Jeff Hurst, if it had been, you know, the late, great Bobby Moore.
He played for West Ham, Bilic.
Yes, I know he did.
He was a crowd favourite.
Not for long. He played for them for two seasons and then guess where he
went?
That's
enough.
Guess where he went? He went to Everton. Right,
yeah.
He went to Everton. He was a star at Everton. So what I'm saying is, all the tears and all that are all great and all that. But
also, he put it on, did he?
No, I would say it was a bit of a kind of, you know, turning to the crowd and saying, look how much I love West Ham. I'm crying. You know what I mean? There's a bit of that about it, isn't there? You know what I mean?
He speaks like that, does he?
Well, yeah. Well,
was that your Croatian, Eastern European accent, was it?
Well, you know, I've been there. I know how people speak there. You know what I mean?
Yeah, do you?
Don't worry about it.
Anyway, yeah, let's move on.
Yes.
It was a big victory for West Ham, who will qualify for the Europa League. It's another case you'll make.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I'm just not convinced about it.
Do you know the permutations? Yeah. There's so many and you haven't got a clue.
You're convinced they're going to win away at Stoke?
They'll be in the Europa League because of what else happens around. With the cup final, with Liverpool winning against Seville and Basel, you watch. Right, anyway, move on.
Yes.
One of my favourite restaurants in London.
Yes.
Very nice, if you like a bit of fish and a little bit of chilled shabli.
Yes.
One day I may take you.
Okay.
Right?
But
it's in Scots and Mayfair.
Oh, I've been there.
No, you haven't.
Yes, I have.
No, you haven't.
Yes,
no,
I haven't.
No.
I'm sorry. I'm not getting into my personal details of my.
You've been in
hotspots
where they do discounted shoes. This is Scots, right? And then poor old Fergie coming out of there with Pochettino. What do we make of that? Now, you are an ex-evil son, snapper, journalist.
Excuse me. I work for a lot of newspapers.
You work longest, I believe, at The Sun. Before and then, inevitable happened. You got the tic tac. You've been in Mustique, hiding behind hedges, catching Mick Jagger on the job.
Yeah, all did that for
the
Express.
So, what was this about then? Why was Fergie having lunch with Pochettino?
It's absolutely obvious that Manchester United are now stalking Pochettino, wanting him to go to Manchester United as their next manager, okay? Sir Alex Ferguson may not be the manager of Manchester United anymore, but he is still a £2 million a year. Get that out, £40,000 a week.
Good luck to him. I'm not like you.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm not bitter and twisted. Good luck to him.
Absolutely. But he's a £2 million a year ambassador to Manchester United.
That's why you sacked me twice, because I was earning too much money.
No, it wasn't. It was because you were earning a lot of money, but you never turned up for work.
Rubbish.
And sometimes when you did, you weren't sober. So I'm afraid that was a different
issue. My back's so bad, I was carrying you all the time, so don't give me that.
Oh, is that right? Yeah. Well, your knees were so bad, mate. You had to come into them in the studio on your hands and knees, but that's another story.
I don't think so.
Now, what I want to talk to you about is this. Sir Alex Ferguson's value to Manchester United at £2 million a year is to attract the very best talent to Old Trafford, because they haven't yet got a manager who has the importance and the stature that Sir Alex Ferguson had. So they're very right to keep him on, so that if there's a player who is, you know, hedging his bets about whether to come to United or not, are they in the Champions League next season, is the manager any good, Ferguson gets on a plane, goes over there and convinces them this is the job to do. He's done exactly the same thing with Pochettino. The idea that Daniel Levy said, oh, no, we all knew that Sir Alex was having lunch with our manager Pochettino, is a complete and utter falsehood. But what could Mr. Levy say? He obviously didn't know the meeting was going to take place. And if you did, Mr. Levy, I apologise.
Well, I was going to say, how do you know this?
Because if he did, he should not have let it take place. Because,
oh, sorry, Poch, you can't have lunch when on you want.
You cannot have lunch with Sir Alex Ferguson. Do you know why? It's like letting your girlfriend, who's very good looking, go and have lunch with George Clooney.
Well, I wouldn't know about that because I'm married, but you certainly wouldn't know about it.
Yeah, she says, don't worry, darling, you know, I love you to bits, I'd never be unfaithful to you, but I'm just going to see George Clooney. And the boyfriend says...
For an espresso.
Yeah, for an espresso.
And, no, Nespresso.
Oh, Nespresso, right, OK,
God,
yeah, yeah.
Even watch telly.
Yeah. So what happens then is the girlfriend says, oh, you know, I don't fancy George Clooney, for goodness sake. He's only the world's most eligible man. I mean, don't worry about it, you know. So Poch goes off to...
Your imagination is ridiculous.
My imagination, mate, is based on experience and fact. Pochettino sat down with Sir Alex Ferguson. Do you not think that during the course of that lunch, dinner, whatever it was, he wouldn't have said, by the way, son, Old Trafford, Manchester United.
Pochettino doesn't speak like that.
No, this is Sir Alex Ferguson. By the way, son, you know, he says, it's a great future for you, Old Trafford, son, have you thought about it? Are you sure that didn't happen? I think it did.
No, I don't.
I think it... Oh, so what do you think they were talking about then?
I think it's one of the top restaurants in Mayfair, and I think I want to congratulate, I'm in town, should we have lunch?
Yes, right, yeah. And what else should we talk about, eh? Should we talk about the fact Manchester United have slipped below Tottenham Hotspur in the league rankings, that you're the manager of Spurs, that you very nearly won the Premier League, that you bring young kids through and we've got millions of them at Manchester United. Have you ever thought about it?
Pure speculation.
On, don't be naive.
No, pure paper talk, speculation.
No, in your heart,
I want
you
to move on.
You
I
know.
Want to move on about relegation. Big Sam's come up trumps again.
He has, yeah.
Defoe. Yeah. Newcastle and Norwich down.
Yeah.
And by the way, your shower were a disgrace against Sunderland.
I was not proud about Everton's performances either at Leicester, where you hate to make up the numbers, don't you? You knew it was a celebration party for Leicester and you thought, well, you know, go on, give it something. Just try and wreck their party, because that's what your job in life is as a professional footballer, and they didn't. So we conceded three goals there. Morales scored in the 88, so we got one goal back. We then go to Sunderland, and I'm thinking now about the very best Everton supporters who are travelling supporters, right? Late travelling game to Sunderland to see Everton beaten 3-0 again. Awful. Shocking. Everton owe those supporters a really, really strong response to a dreadful season. And it should have been a great season, Al. It should have been a great season. The spine of Everton was very, very strong with the obvious combination of John Stones and Barkley and Lukaku. And I'm afraid...
So who's going to stay? Who's going to go?
I think that depends on who they appoint now as the new manager, because it's absolutely obvious that Mr. Martinez has to go. He has to go. We all know that. And by the way, as we speak, the Everton board, I think, are looking at all the options. But it would be...
Dutch.
Well, you see, this is interesting that De Boer has left Ajax. Now, I don't know an awful lot about De Boer. You know more about him than I do.
De Boer is a French butter. De Boer.
Yeah, De Boer.
Franck De Boer.
De Boer, De Boer. Yeah, De Boer. Yeah, OK. But all I'm saying is, I personally, if Everton are looking for a new manager of that ilk, would approach Southampton Football Club and try and appoint Mr. Koeman.
Oh, you're having a laugh.
No, I'm not having a laugh, because...
Ronald Koeman has got his sights now. He is so high now in people's reports that he could be Manchester United... It could be Arsenal.
Who told you that?
I know for a fact.
You know that for a fact?
Yeah.
And is Arsene Wenger going anywhere?
Probably not for a year.
Well, that's all I'm saying. So what's Mr. Koeman supposed to do for the next 12 months, then?
Keep,
hang around Southampton.
He has done a fantastic job.
What? Keep the seat warm?
He has done a brilliant job.
OK, he has, but I mean...
I do know... And no newspapers have picked up on, so it could be a vicious rumour. There's someone at one of the London clubs has had a big, big bet, and I mean a big bet, that Koeman will be the next Manchester United manager. Right? And
you're talking about this... being an appointment before the start of next season.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So the LVG, look, he looked devastated. And by the way, after the attack in the bus, he's entitled to be. But at the end of the game, he was a bit shell shocked. I'm not saying they'll lose the final because I think they'll probably just win it.
Yeah. Cool.
If they lose the final and they finish outside the top four, because I think City will do it, then he will not be there next year.
Louis van Gaal.
No. Won't be there.
Yeah.
Edward Ed will be, he will take so much flack, he has to get rid.
Why do you think that there is such a stubborn resistance at Manchester United to appointing Jose Mourinho?
I've no idea, because I love Jose.
Neither have I.
And the Premiership loves Jose.
It's mad.
Yeah.
The world's best...
And he will not wait a year, trust me.
The world's best club manager, who is Jose Mourinho, if you look at the stats, not very many managers have gone and won two Champions Leagues at two different clubs in two different countries, right? He's one of them. I think there's only two, isn't it? I think him and Ancelotti, thank you very much indeed. You know, I think that's the only ones. Why would you be hedging your bet about taking that man on to run your club? Could it still be that the old guard, and I'm talking now about Sir Bobby Charlton, a magnificent ambassador for football in this country, is he still holding out and saying we don't want his sort round here? And
maybe.
If he is, shouldn't somebody override that? There is nobody better than Mourinho.
I agree. They might say he doesn't play the style of football. I don't care.
Well, should we get back to the winning ways first?
Correct. Jose, I love to bits, right? Not because I've done private interviews and stuff.
Yeah.
He's great. He's very witty as well. But his track record says he should be at Manchester United.
Exactly.
We hear him and Fergie got on well, so is it Sir Bobby who doesn't like him?
Mm.
I don't know. The Glazers, look, who is making their decisions? Ed Woodward has looked after the family wealth and business deals for a long time. Mm. So maybe it's down to him. And maybe he asked Fergie and Sir Bobby. I don't know, but Jose will not wait about much longer.
I've had an interesting theory put to me over the weekend by somebody who knows a lot of things about Manchester United. And he said, don't think it's all one-way traffic here about Jose going to Manchester United. His representative, Jorge Mendes, is absolutely insisting if you put a contract in front of Jose Mourinho... it is absolute control of all matters pertaining to team. Buying, selling, hiring, sending players out on loan, bringing young players through. That is totally and completely...
Well, my guy...
And Jose is actually saying he won't sign a contract with United until all that's included.
Well, my guy who's in the know says, who does know, George, says there's no deal.
Do you know for what reason, though?
No. But there's no deal.
No, well, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, so it could be because Jose's not happy with the terms of it.
I'm just told there's no deal.
Yeah, okay.
Do not rule out Koeman. Yeah. Right, we should move on, Pookie.
Yes, please, yes.
We'll skip the... Do we skip the Premiership? No, quickly.
Yeah.
Man United, Bournemouth, Swansea, Man City. Swansea have hit a good bit of form at the moment.
Yes.
But City, it's so, so disappointing in the Bernabeu.
Mm.
A bit better against Arsenal, but blew up.
Yeah.
They have to win.
Yeah.
Man United will beat Bournemouth. Make no mistake, they'll beat Bournemouth.
Yeah,
City
I'm
have to
will.
Win.
Yeah. The thing is, Al, you know, you were with a great manager who had a great bond with his players, Sir Bobby Robson. Bobby Robson in your days. If he were told in January or February, I think it was March actually, oh, by the way, he's going. And that did happen to Bobby Robson when he was England manager. He was told he was going prior to and after a competition. He went off to PSV, didn't he, in Holland. Now, if you suddenly knew the manager wasn't there, that must have a mental effect on how you respond to being picked by that manager.
I said at the time, the City situation was a disgrace.
Yes.
The Pellegrini was leaving.
Yeah.
I said that's really a negative. One or two people who I worked with said, no, the players will respond, but rubbish.
Yeah.
Rubbish.
Yeah.
Yeah. Rubbish.
You were about to say Biloxi, though, weren't you?
I was not.
Yeah.
No.
I think you were, but anyway, go on. Yeah, yeah.
I was talking about belonging to something.
Oh, belonging.
There was no, and I thought, bad news. Mm. But they got to semi, and I thought, come on, you can do this. Mm. They were pathetic at the Bernabeu.
Well,
no urgency, nothing.
Yeah.
So he's too soft. The manager's too soft.
Yes.
And they shouldn't announce that. So let's forget that.
Yeah.
City have to show their courage.
Yes.
They're Niagara's. No, I can't say that. They've got to show their spirit, their spunk, if you like, Mr. Parry.
Cajonies?
They have to show their spunk down at Swansea.
Ooh,
can they do that?
A bit risky here,
I'm not. No.
Anyway, well, I suppose they can, but, I mean, from what you've just told me is that there seems to be, within the Manchester City players' heads, a little bit of doubt about their conviction to the cause.
Yeah.
You know, in the sense that you pull on that that sky blue shirt and you think, this is for everything, except that when you know that the manager's literally been stitched up...
Yeah, no good.
...undermined, sent out, that could happen to a player.
They cannot lose that fourth spot. Guardiola will be saying, what have I done? Pep will be saying, what have I done? Let's move on to championships briefly. I know you just stick to the Premier, but I do like my championship.
Well, I believe in the best style, you see. I believe in quality. I believe in getting to the top. When I get onto an aeroplane, I turn left. I don't turn right. I regard the championship as turning 57C. Right.
57C.
Sorry, what?
57C.
What do you want about?
That's where you normally... You had... I don't like the front. Mm. I don't like near the captain. I'll go up the tail.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, you do.
I don't think so.
So, we have two crackers.
Not unless we're on a budget flight.
We have two crackers.
The guy next to me is eating his own mineral sandwiches.
So, well done to Burnley. Well done to Middlesbrough. Mm. Brilliant for Middlesbrough, by the way.
Yeah.
And Burnley for the region. Gives him a lift.
Yeah. Sean Dye. I told you. I'd get him off.
Yeah, go on, yeah.
That was something to do with Sean Dyche, I believe.
Yeah.
Sheffield Wednesday, Brighton.
Yeah.
Old mate Chrissy Houghton. Brighton, the owners, the new stadium. They finished, I think, was it 10 points above off the top of my head?
Sheffield Wednesday.
But that means nothing now.
Yeah.
It's even Stevens.
Yeah.
And I think if Brighton... I think Brighton will make the final, but I don't know if they'll get to the Premier. I think they'll get a good result at Hillsborough, full house.
Yeah.
I think it could be a 1-0 defeat or a 2-1 defeat or a 1-1, and I think they'll get back to Brighton and beat them, right?
Yeah.
I do.
The saddest stat, Al, is that the team that finishes third... closest to the team that finishes second very rarely gets up, because I don't know if it's a human emotion about the things that, oh, you know, we just didn't make
it. What do you know about human emotions?
I know,
you've
really
already
about
talked
emotion.
About Bilic, tears in his eyes. You're calling him a soft Croatian idiot.
No, I didn't say that.
Well,
and that's
hinted.
Wrong of you to say
you
that.
You hinted.
I thought he's playing to the crowd a bit there, you know what I mean?
Oh.
Yeah, a little bit, you know.
Hello, give him a BAFTA.
My tears.
The other game, Derby Hull, cracker.
Yeah. Yes.
We've got Kevin Phillips, I spoke to recently.
Yes.
He's a coach. You got Harry in there overseeing things.
Yeah.
Stevie Bruce's Hull hit five last week.
Yeah.
Derby done the double over Hull last season. This season.
Okay.
This season. Beat them home and away.
Yep.
Hull have to get a result with Derby. If they take them back to Hull, they'll beat them, I think.
Yes.
But if I'm being honest, I think it could be a Brighton-Derby final.
Yeah.
And I've got a feeling Derby might do... The curse could happen again.
Right. I totally disagree with you in one
respect.
Well,
that's good news.
Yeah, that's good news. I think it'll be a Brighton-Hull final, and I think Hull will get through.
Well, Stevie Bruce are pal of us, I'd be delighted if they do.
Yeah, I think that's what's going to happen.
I talk about Liverpool-Sevilla?
But I feel very sorry for Brighton. As you quite rightly say, they were a whisker away from automatic promotion.
They've had a great season.
Yeah, they've had a great season, yeah. Right, go on, Liverpool-Sevilla.
First of all, I'd like to say, disgrace, 10,000 tickets. Absolute joke. UEFA bums, UEFA idiots, again, have cocked up.
Why is the final being played in a stadium with a capacity of 37,000?
No idea.
Liverpool,
because the heads are up the backsides, that's why.
Right, yeah, let me tell you this. Liverpool have got one of the biggest fan bases in the world. It equals Rangers and Celtic in terms of worldwide appeal. No, it does, right? And what I'm saying is, like, fans will fly in from all over the place, like Canada and Singapore and Australia, to try and get to this in Basel.
In Basel.
It's called Basel.
I lived in Switzerland for 18 months. It's Basel.
Basel?
Yeah.
I'll tell you two things about Basil. Basil Fawlty and Basil that I put in my spaghetti bolognese, eh? And Basil Brush, yeah. But Basel is the city, okay?
No.
That's the way traditionalists pronounce it. Anyway, all I'm going to say is...
And it borders what other countries?
France.
And?
Italy.
Germany, try.
In Germany.
Try Germany.
Yeah, not Italy, Germany. I just forgot. I was rewriting the map.
That's the old Nottingham Polytechnic. No good, eh?
The University of the Trent, actually. So what I would say is I think Liverpool have got a great chance of winning this. It will be a spectacular occasion, a little like what we saw outside West Ham's ground the other night, except the European police are usually rather more brutal in controlling crowds.
Oh, so the blue nose from Everton fan reckons Liverpool are going to be, the fans are going to be unruly.
No, I didn't say that. What I said is there'll be an awful lot of them. And there'll be an awful lot of them, and that means that there will be, you know, sways of fans, you know, like a tidal wave of humanity going up and down the streets and around the ground and all that kind of stuff. That's all I'm saying.
Yes? All I'm going to say,
yes,
Porky, you're a tube.
Brought to you by Audioboom.